You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
Yes, I don't know if you heard, but Mark Zuckerberg got unfriended. Facebook's chief operating officer, a woman by the name of Sheryl Sandberg, said that she was leaving the company proud of everything she achieved with Mark Zuckerberg over the last 14 years. Let's see what she's proud of. Let's see, where do we start? The torn apart families, the live streams of murders and rapes, teen suicides, the stealing of every last personal detail possible, the new alternate news source in the universe, Genocide Miramar. Yep, really proud of that. Here's the other thing that she's not so proud of, is that over the last, I don't know, couple of months or so, the Wall Street Journal reported that she's been selling off her stock. Yes, when the head of a company, the C-level company, starts selling off stock, you know that something might be coming down. We don't know what it is yet, but all totaled, she's sold $1.7 billion worth of stock. Now, the rumor is that she's going to be getting into politics. Yes, that's true. But she already has that job down pat. I mean, she can sit in her office all day and do nothing. Not me. I'm working for you, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. I'm Kim Commando. We're here to live the best digital life ever. You can catch us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, webcast, commercial free, whatever you want, over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on the American Forces Radio Network. I love this. Special thanks goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'd like to thank Angie for helping to make this show possible. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. And as any homeowner knows, caring for the place where you live, it just can take a ton of work. Now, luckily, Angie doesn't have just 20 plus years of home service experience. They've combined it with new tools that will simplify how you tackle home care. Here's how it works. You just answer a few questions about your project online or use the Angie app, and then Angie will totally handle the rest from start to finish and then let you compare quotes from local pros, and then you connect instantly. You can cross things off your to-do list in just a few taps. I used Angie to find a licensed contractor to redo the whole front yard. He did such a great job. He did the backyard and the side yard. I mean, it's really wonderful. And at a reasonable price. And when you book and pay through Angie, you also get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So whether it's just routine maintenance, it's a dream remodel, make sure that you use Angie. Angie makes it super easy to get the job done. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, Angie.com. All right, how about we start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date and make a difference on how you use your devices and what you spend your money on. And I get calls on the show all the time. Kim, I hate Google. I can't stand them. I'm tired of them tracking everything I do, tired of them tracking where I go. I mean, I just want to escape big tech. I want to be my own man. I want to be my own woman, or maybe a little bit of both. Well, dear heart, listen up. Alas, an Android phone without Google, no Google apps, no annoying Google Assistant, no Google tracking, no Google ad targeting. Breathe deep. Yes, a new phone is out. It's called the Merino One. It's $349. On the hardware side, pretty darn good. 6.5-inch display, 8-core processor, decent cameras. A couple of them are 48 megapixel on the back, 25 megapixel on the front. So this way you look good in selfies. But to use the phone, oh, womp womp. Even though the company says no more Google, not so much. To download some apps, you have to sign in with your Google account. And to use YouTube, yeah, download from Google Play or sign in with your Google account. They still gotcha. Remember, Google values your privacy. It's about $2,200 a share, so don't be tempted to buy the Marina one. It's not exactly Google-free. All right, number two on our list next week is the big WWDC. Yeah, it sounds like a wrestling match. Every June, that's when Apple announces the software updates for all new hardware. Think phones, watches, TVs, earbuds, tablets, laptops. So it all comes out in the fall. Why? Because that's just in time for you to buy everything for the holidays. And they're announcing iOS 16. So we're going to have new ways to send audio messages on our phones. The health app is going to get some new features that work with the iPhone and the Apple Watch. This is also interesting to me. Right now, the iPhone screen goes dark when it's not in use. But always-on displays are common on Samsung and Google phones, so guess what? We're going to be having that on our iPhone, too. And look for new iPad multitasking options. Last year, they made it easier for two apps to run side-by-side, but then everybody's like, why just two apps? We want more apps. We want more, just like we have on our Mac. So that's going to be coming soon as well. Let's see. How about number three? Don't buy the new Microsoft Surface laptop right now. Don't buy it because if you see an Microsoft Surface on sale, that's because, well, a new one's coming down. It's called the Surface Laptop Go 2. That's right, the 2. It's aimed for those of you who just can't live without your Microsoft Word, Outlook, PowerPoint, and blue screens to death. The specs are pretty decent. 11th Gen Intel Core i5. You get 4 gigs of RAM, 128 gig solid-state drive, 12.4-inch touchscreen display with a 3.2 aspect ratio, decent. 720p camera, okay. Windows 11 Home, but the original came with Windows 10 S, which was awful. And it does have a big price tag. 8 gig, 100 to 128 gig configuration, $700. Bump that to $256 for $800. Now, in other news, like Apple, I don't know if you know this, but Microsoft is working on their own self-driving car. Think of this. I just can't wait. Can't wait until my Microsoft car suddenly stops in the middle of the road and reboots to install a bunch of updates. That's right. And they probably won't work. Moving on, number four, we're not talking about Metamucil here, folks. Meta, that's right, the company formerly known as Facebook, says that its daily audio and video calling on Messenger has increased by about 40% since early 2020. That's amazing. I mean, imagine if your business grew over 40% in 2 years. I would love that. It's a big number, but I think it's because unlike a lot of the other messaging apps with Facebook Messenger, Meta Messenger, we might call it, that you don't need an actual phone number to use it, which is, I guess, good and bad because you do need a Facebook account in order to use it. Anyway, if you use Messenger, aside from the stickers, the avatars, and the reactions, you're going to see a brand new tab popping up on the bottom of the app. Now, it's going to be right along where it says chat, stories, people, and it's going to open up a list of your contacts, which makes it look a lot like, you're following me, you're smart. It makes it look like WhatsApp, which is really owned by Meta, too. Well, this means you don't have to open up a separate chat thread with a friend in order to actually call them. And, you know, I never understood why Facebook would change their name to Meta until it hit me. My only guess is that they never met a way to get our data that they'd say no to. Oh, I know. Finally, number five. Yeah, I'm standing on a rocket, thank you. There's an inventor in France. The guy's name is Frankie Zabata. Sound familiar? Not talking about Frank Zappa. Frankie Zappata. He's a 45-year-old guy who flew across the English Channel on a homemade jetpack that he calls a flyboard in 2019. The English Channel, 22 miles, and this guy was buzzing along on a jetpack at 106 miles per hour. He did have to make one pit stop. Well, since this is audio, let me describe the jetpack to you. Just picture a man, if you will, standing on a small platform that has an engine. Okay, well, really 4 microturbines. And he's all dressed in black, black boots, and he has a backpack. And what do you think is in the backpack? Oh, you're so smart. All the fuel for those 4 microturbines. Well, Frankie this past week was putting on a show at a lake in France when his flyboard, as he calls it, spun out of control and sent him right down into the water from about 50 feet in the air. Ouch. Now, Frankie's fine, but he astutely tweeted after the accident, "This is a reminder that humans are not birds, and if we are not at our best, gravity wins." Isn't that something? In other invention news, Swedish inventors have created cyborgs that are hard to distinguish from real human beings. I don't know if you read about this. The internet's totally going crazy about this because I guess they're all concerned about the use of artificial sweeteners. Sometimes I just crack myself up. All right. In this hour we have coming up, I know you're going to love it, brand new or not true, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be really hard this week. Just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can electronically sign PDFs the fun way. And then we have in our digital life hacks tip this hour, some family plans that will save you money, even if you aren't family. That's right. And then later on, some things I bet you never thought of. You have a router, you have some USB ports on that router. What the heck are they good for anyway? Aha. You're going to be so smart at the end of this hour of the Kim Komando Show, so stay right where you are.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. Love to hear from you. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch all 3 hours as a podcast, a webcast, over at getkim.com. Just moments away from a secret on how you can electronically sign PDFs the fun way. And let's see, how about we start this hour of the show with Susan in beautiful Pompano Beach, Florida. Hi there, Susan.
Hi there, Kim.
Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's just such an honor to talk to you.
You know, Pompano Beach, many, many years ago, my grandfather was a horse trainer at Pompano Beach.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. A big, big racetrack down there. So what's going on?
Well, okay, so I'm not a techie. I'm a retired baby boomer healthcare worker, and I love my Mac and my iPhone. And I just have to say, I have learned so much from your show, the newsletter, the tips, that none of my colleagues would ever know. They hand their devices to their kids, not me.
And so, that's good.
And, you know, other than Apple classes, you have been the education for me. So,
that's sweet.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Yeah. You got it.
So I've got a question that doesn't even tap your abilities, but I just was curious about it. I read a post on Nextdoor from a woman who was sitting in her car outside Starbucks eating lunch with her daughter, and she noticed somebody watching her closely. And when they were finished, she kept her eye on it, and she proceeded to drive away and took an alternate route home.
That's
this person was able to follow her. Now, everybody was writing into this post, and most people were saying drive direct to the sure. car station, blah, 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 but that's not always possible. So somebody wrote in about the app Noonlight, and I thought, I wonder if Kim could explain it and see if you would recommend it, maybe talk about how it works a little bit and if sure. you'd recommend it versus another like it, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you called in because these apps, the problem with these apps, Susan, is that people often don't go looking for them until after they really need it, right? And then they're like, gosh, I wish I had something. And so you want to have this on your phone, especially, you know, for you or somebody who's traveling alone. I mean, if you've got a kid on a college campus, or really, you've got any child, it seems like now, after that horrific tragedy in Texas, in school, this is also something that you want to put on because you can't always call 911, right? You can't always pick up the phone, especially if you are in a, you know, unfortunate case of domestic violence. What are you going to do? Say, excuse me, before you hit me, let me call 911. No, it doesn't work that way. So we have these string of apps that thankfully have come up with some really good development tools behind it. That red panic button comes to mind. And what you do is you press the red button, and then it will share your GPS location, and it sends an email out to your designated list, and then it will also call 911 if you wanted it to as well. This Noonlight app is also free. You have to open the app, and you press this hold until safe button. And then once you feel safe, you feel like you're in a good spot, you can release the button, and you put in a four-digit PIN. Now, if you don't enter the PIN, they're going to notify the police with your exact location. You can also add information to your timeline, and you can share details and, you know, where you're going, where things that you're headed. And if you can't talk, you can also text the dispatchers. Now, as you start adding more features, remember I said it was free, it becomes paid anywhere between $5 and $10 a month. Okay. There's another app called KiteString, and it works differently than the other apps that I mentioned, Susan. It's not really an app. It's a texting service. And so let's say you're heading out on a long walk at night, or you're meeting a stranger for a date. KiteString will send you a text message, and they will check in with you at appropriate times, which you say, check in with me in 30 minutes, in an hour and a half, whatever it may be. Now, if you do not respond, your emergency contacts will receive an alert. Okay, and the first option is for you get 3 trips per month, and you get to name one emergency contact. And as you start adding more things to this list, that you start paying more for a monthly fee. I mean, understandably, they got to make money too, right? So let me do this. What I'd like you to do is to read through. There's actually 9 of these different apps that we've spotlighted over on the website, and see which one feels right for you. Okay, because maybe, you know, maybe Noonlight is the one for you. Maybe you want to check out, maybe you're like, okay, well, I don't need all that. I just need a big red button. Or maybe the texting service is enough, right? But it is, especially now, unfortunately, you know, I don't know what to say about what's happening in the world right now. You know, I
say, and down here, everybody coming to Florida and their mother. So it's there's a lot of crime and things.
And it's not just Florida. If we look at systemically what's happening throughout our United States, it's that, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues that as a country we need to band together. But using technology is that we can help keep our family members safe, right? And so I'm going to post a list of these apps to use in case of emergency over inside the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community. And then in addition to that, we'll send that out to you too, Susan. So in case you're wondering, well, how do I get to all these things that Kim talks about inside the Commando community? Well, it's simple. Just head over to commando.com/community. And then on the left-hand side, there's a link that says the Q&A forum. That's become the repository, really, of stuff that I want to share with you. And I don't want to make you have to go try to find it in a search on the website. So just always remember that. Something I mentioned, if I say it's in the Q&A forum, go to commando.com/community and then just find a link for that Q&A forum. You want to stay right where you are because coming up is, yes, brand new or not true, and you don't want to miss that.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Okay, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. For complete security across all your devices, I trust Total AV's industry-leading antivirus security suite. Head over to protectwithkim.com today for an exclusive introductory rate of only $19 for the first year. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com, protectwithkim.com. All right, Brand New or Not True is a game show I made up years ago because I get so many different tech products just drop shipped to me, and releases and PR folks calling. It gets nuts. And I was sitting there like, why is that brand new or is that just not true? And so every week I present you, the home listener, and a special guest contestant, three products. Okay, two are fake, one is real. It's up to you to decide which is the real product. And if you guess it and you're a contestant here on the show, is that you get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. That's right. And in case you'd like to be a contestant, head over to komando.com and fill out the form. On the right, it says email Kim. Say, I just wanted to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, and then we'll schedule you in. Once again, we're going to interview you first. So, but I know you're going to be super smart. So Brand New or Not True, that's right. And if you do win, we get people say, how do I just want a fanny pack? I just, no, you can only get it if you win Brand New or Not True. And our special guest contestant this week is Ron in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. So what are you doing, Phoenix?
I'm retired, actually. So I used to be an economist for a large company here, but I'm now retired.
Oh, well, good for you. I like that. I like that. And so you should be pretty good at this then. I mean, right? You feeling good about it? Feeling confident? Okay, here we go.
I'll give it my best.
All right. Okay, product number one. Remember, two products are fake and one is real. I make up the fake ones, by the way. Do you have multiple animals in your home? I mean, do you have to separate the food dishes or you have to feed them at the same time? Does your dog eat the cat's food? Well, thanks to new RFID tech, these problems are gone forever. Let's talk about the dogs. Dogs love cat food. To them, it tastes like candy because cat food is so sweet. I don't know that for a fact. I didn't taste it, but it's just what they say. So now you don't have to worry about the dog eating the cat's food. So what you do is you place this lightweight RFID tag on the dog's collar. Then you place the cat's food on the washable mat. When the dog steps on the mat to get the cat's food, zing. That's right. He gets a little zap on his front paws. It's not a bad zap. Problem solved, though. Mat comes in black plus RFID tag for the dog's collar is $69.99. True story. A friend of mine had two dogs. She named them Calvin and Klein. And they're boxers. Product number two. I got to ask you a personal question, Ron. Are the toilets in your clean home? I mean, are the toilets clean enough, Ron, that you could drink the water out of it?
I hope not.
Okay. Well, technology will solve this problem forever. You place a special water sensor on the water line. When you flush, the sensor in the toilet connected sprays water all over the toilet using electricized water. No chemicals, no bleach, because there's a cleaning pod. Now, of course, the smart toilet is smart, so it works on the internet. So instead of picking up that gross toilet bowl brush to clean, you can just say, Alexa, clean the toilet. It's $125 plus the replacement pods. And finally, product number three, I love to watch birds. There's an entire subculture of bird watchers. And from Wikipedia, a bird watcher may observe by using the naked eye, by using visual enhancements like binoculars or a telescope, by listening or by watching public webcams. But now there's a new way. There's a smart bird feeder that gives new meaning to bird watching. So it has this cute little house that looks like, you know, a birdhouse. But inside is a battery-powered camera that offers a live feed on a connected app. And whenever it sees a bird, you get a notification. It'll snap photos of the birds, identify the species, give you a ton of facts. It's not going to ship for a while, but you can get your order in now. It's $259. And so we have three products, Ron. I know, it's tough. It's a tough week. Number one is the pet mat. Number two is the toilet cleaner. Number three is the smart bird feeder.
Just because it's crazy enough, I'm going to say number two.
Number two. Ron is going with the toilet bowl cleaner. Let's go to the judges.
It's called Bird Buddy. It's a smart bird feeder that will notify him of the feathery friends in his backyard.
That's right.
It will capture
since you're an economist, you're going to love this. So the guys behind the bird feeder, they went on to Kickstarter, right? And they said, listen, we need to raise like $50,000 to come up with this product. How much do you think they raised on Kickstarter?
A couple hundred thousand.
They raised almost $16 million.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's crazy.
I saw that. I'm like, $16 million, right? I mean, if they really wanted to raise $16 million, think about if they had to go to, like, put together the pitch, do a business plan, financials, go get some VC money. Nope, just put it up on Kickstarter with a great video and some, and people will give you money. $16 million. Wow.
Wow.
So you didn't win the fanny pack. I'm sorry, but there's always better luck next time. So how can I help you?
Yeah, my daughter's about to turn 18, graduating from high school, and she's planning to go out and live on her own. And I'm trying to help her find a good job so she can take care of herself and pay for her costs and start to build the next sequence of her life, really. So,
what do you think she's into?
She likes working with children. She likes working with people. She's a very good people person.
Oh, good.
She's very smart. Yeah, so a lot of options are available to her.
And so you're wondering where I would send her?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to sound really strange, but since you're in Phoenix and I live in Phoenix and I know some folks who are at the airlines, I would encourage her to apply at Mesa Airlines.
Hmm.
The first year pay isn't very good. It's like $25,000 a year. Okay. But it's a start for her to get to bigger airlines. It's a regional airline, of course. But she could work in any capacity. She could be, customer service. She could be a flight attendant. Maybe she wants to maybe someday get her pilot's license. Okay. But if she's really good around people, that's like the A number one characteristic that they want. Somebody who's vivacious, somebody who's happy. And you don't need to have a college degree to do it.
Okay. Good.
And so make sure before you tell her to do any of this is that, you know, to clean up her social media, right? Make a LinkedIn account. All the party pics, they need to go down. They need to be away. The other thing, too, is that if there were companies that she really wanted to work for, she should just contact them and say, hey, I want to work for you. And just reach out to the HR department directly. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you can help her do a nice cover letter and good things like that. She could also check if she doesn't like Mesa Airlines. The reason why that comes up is I'm just thinking, like, you know, 18-year-old gal, vivacious, happy, smart. They would probably love to have her. She could also check LinkedIn, Indeed, ZipRecruiter. Believe it or not, babysitters and nannies, if she likes kids, they're making about $30 an hour right now.
Wow.
So that's also another angle. One of the benefits, and a little background on me, is this is the side benefit for working with the airlines, is my dad worked for United Airlines. And so what that meant is that we traveled SA or space available. Okay, so if she works for Mesa, she can be SA on British Airways. She could be SA on Lufthansa, on United, American, Delta, you know, whatever it may be, Hawaiian Airlines. And so do you know what it means by space available?
I sure do. That sounds great.
Yes. Okay. And then also you get the benefit, too. Extends to the family. So I don't know what it is now, but last time I heard, I think it was like $15 to get from like Phoenix to New York, you know, or something, you know, space available. So I just throw it out there. I don't know her. I only know you and talking to you. But there are also some online tests that you could also encourage her to look at. Like career testing that you'll find on LinkedIn and Indeed and ZipRecruiter, stuff like that, to kind of narrow down her focus because, she's 18. And what's nice now, especially in today's times, is that you can have three or four careers. I mean, you're young. You've got an 18-year-old girl. You could still, young woman, you could go out and and do another gig if you wanted to. I mean, you could start something online if you wanted to, and maybe there's something the two of you could do together even, and that might be something interesting for you to pursue as well. Let me know where she ends up, Ron, and if there's anything that I can do to help her personally, I'm more than happy to do it if you want me to review her resume, if you want me to look at her social, her LinkedIn, whatever it may be. I love mentoring young women and making sure that, you know, their career is going to be all that they want it to be, and they're happy and they're satisfied and good things like that. And appreciate your call today.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by Simply Safe. All right. This week's digital life hack tip is going to save you money. Because think about all the subscriptions that you signed up for. Do you use all of them to really warrant the expense? I mean, this is money being taken out of your account every single month, year after year. You may not know that you could actually bundle your services and have a family plan. It doesn't have to be people living in your own household anymore. It could be your son, your daughter, your mom, your dad, whoever it may be, your brother, sister. Like an Amazon Prime membership costs $15 a month or $140 a year. You can split this cost with a friend or a family member. You can get two adults, each with their own account, and then share Prime. You get four teens that can be added up to for free. And parents have to approve their orders and good stuff like that. But the bottom line here is that you can save money on Amazon Prime. Apple One bundles all of Apple's services for a lower cost, shared with five other people, as long as they live in the same country. So if you have five people who are on Apple devices, this is a way for you to save money for on this family plan. You can also share your Google One account and get more benefits. And you can share your Dropbox account. And if you're looking for all the details about how to do this and how much money you can save, we have done all the work for you. Just head over to commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And up in the corner, there's a link that says Kim Show. Just click that and you'll find everything that you need. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to talk about how you can electronically sign PDFs and some cool ways to use your router's USB ports you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. You get a PDF in your email. It's like, we need to sign this. Ugh, how do I do this the quick and easy way? First, a secret. It's a good idea to have two signatures. One signature I want you to use only when you're in person with somebody. The other signature is reserved for when you're signing something electronically. So the two signatures can be pretty much the same. Just modify one with an extra dot or some type of variation that only you or a family member knows. This way, if someone ever uses your signature without your permission or knowledge, it's pretty easy to figure out just by looking at it. So you can sign a PDF using your mouse, but then you'll look like a two-year-old who did that. So what I want you to do is sign a piece of paper, save it on your device using your smartphone's camera or your webcam. Then you can import that image directly onto a PDF file. Now, if you're on Windows, Adobe Reader DC, it's tops to sign PDFs. Just open the file. The lower right-hand corner, it says fill and sign. Yes, that's where that magic happens. And if you're on a Mac, just use Preview. It has integrated signature options, too. And if you like these short tips, these one-hit wonders, so to speak, is that I want you to sign up for our daily tech updates and our daily digital life hacks, and you can get that as a podcast. It's just 60 seconds a day, and you're going to be up to date. People love them. It's growing like crazy. Again, that's the daily life hack, and just search for Komando wherever you get your podcasts, with a K, of course, and you'll get those daily tech updates. Back to the phones we go with Bill in Chicago, Illinois. Hello there, Bill.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I'm getting ready, I think, to cut the cable cord. And basically, I've had one vendor for the last 25 years that I've had for cable TV, internet, and phone access.
Okay.
Didn't have access to any other service at that point. So 5G has come along. I took a look at it. It looks like it's very doable. I work from home. So that takes care of the internet. So I started looking at what do I do for TV streaming. So I went and looked at YouTube TV, food, you know, all of the major vendors, Sling, whatever.
It's so confusing. There's just too many options.
Well, the one that got me was somebody mentioned a piece of hardware, it's Android-based, called Superbox.
Okay.
So I went and took a look. Amazon sells it. Walmart sells it. There's a whole bunch of folks selling it. Is it legal? Because there's like HBO on it. There's Showtime. There's ESPN, stuff that I would pay premium for with my cable company. You know, my goal here is I don't want to spend my retirement in a cell with Bubba.
Okay. You know? No, we don't want to be with Bubba. Bubba would be bad for all of us. You know, it's really interesting. These boxes come and go. I'm really surprised that Walmart's selling them, quite frankly. They're Android TV boxes. You know, the thing is that they're not illegal because it's not loaded on to the box. What makes it illegal is when you start streaming and they start providing these streams. So it's like this gray matter. And these boxes come and go. Like one was called Dragon Box. It was out for a while. And they seem like they pop up and you pay $300 for it and it's out there for, I don't know, maybe 6 months or a year, and then they get put out of business and then somebody else comes up. Because, you know, HBO Max is not going to let you get HBO Max for nothing because you just bought a box for $50 or $100 or whatever it may be. And also the quality is not going to be great. It's typically you're going to have buffering. You don't know if you're going to get any malware, badware along the way. Don't buy it. Just narrow down the channels that you really want to watch, and then you can save some money. If you need help, we got a whole step-by-step guides on how to cut the cable. Where you been, Bill? People have been doing this for years. Anyway, I love you. Just check the website for our step-by-step guides, and we'll help you out. And thank you so much for your call. Okay, have you ever looked at the back of your router and thought, what are all those USB ports for? Okay, what you can do is have a drive in the house that everybody can share and save files. You can also make a bona fide media server so everybody can put their videos and music in there. If you have an old printer, right, a really old printer that says, okay, it's not wireless, it has to be connected to a USB port, throw it on the router, and then you have a printer that everybody in the house can use and share. Stay right where you are. We have another fun-filled hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.